so 90s. Not.
Affirmative. Affirmative.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike, and I am the Red Podcast Ranger.
I'm Daryl, and I'm the Black Podcast Ranger.
I'm Lindsay, and I'm the Yellow Podcast Ranger.
This is also Mike, and I'm also the Blue Podcast Ranger. And it's time for episode 17 of Mighty Morphin Forgotten Failures. Part 4 of the epic 5-part series, Green with Evil.
Evil.
Well, yeah. As Alpha 5 would say, ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay.
Yeah, that's a lot of
so exciting, guys.
Yeah. Alpha 5 is stepping up in this episode.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's finally time for him to do something and not just be the little brother.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah,
you know, this is the fourth part in our, you know, eventual 5-part series. And it's funny. I mean, not that we don't give it away, but we do all this in like one go. And just like I think the cast did too, because there's at least two parts early in this episode where there's an Alpha 5 I string that Zach just has to cut off and just say, Alpha 5, please shut up. Billy is trying to work.
It's
and
like,
I can't
it's like,
have you do that again.
It's like the first time that any of the Power Rangers has shown any annoyance at Alpha 5,
yeah.
Which is...
Yeah.
And him and his antics.
It really plays into the fact that they're not winning in their normal
fashion.
They're
all super stressed.
Yeah, they're having troubles.
They're under
finally feeling what
the bad guys are under stress.
Yeah, it's showing. Like it's hurting their psyche a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this is the kind of stress that I feel like, you know, the bad guys are usually under. Like you understand why Rita's always screaming and talking about her headache.
And why Finster's always just smoking weed to get away from it all.
And I mean they call Finster out too in this episode. Like this episode begins as Finster is explaining Rita's master plan to take down the Power Rangers, which consists of having Goldar draw them out, getting them in the Megazord, causing an eclipse that will cause the power failure of the Megazord because it runs off of solar energy like a shitty solar-powered battery.
You don't
even have the dope Tesla stuff.
It doesn't
even
store
yet.
The energy somehow.
It has no storage at all.
Well, there's a little bit of backup power.
Yeah.
But that's it.
It's not even as good as those like roadside signs that have solar power.
Yeah. It can't even last the 2 minutes that an eclipse takes.
No.
It's like a string of D batteries.
Yeah.
So Finster says,
"And so we have giant Goldar smashing things to lure the Power Rangers and their Megazord into the open. And then
it's lights out for Megazord.
I'll cast a spell to eclipse the sun and cut off the source of Megazord's power.
And instead of one of my monsters finishing off those teenagers, I suppose you'll use the Green Ranger.
Yes!
Finster's in trouble!"
And Squad's like...
Finster gets pissed off in this episode. He starts getting a little peeved that he might not be as important as
maybe
to the
ran
team
out of
as
weed.
He used to be.
Yeah, and Squad is like, oh, Finster, looks like you're having some problems there, huh? Looks like you're in trouble.
Don't worry, Finster's just got some sand in his vagina.
Finster's in trouble.
Oh,
Finster's in trouble.
Finster's like, getting punked by Squad. That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah, and so.
So the episode opens up on the Rangers wanting to go fight Goldar.
Yeah, well, they're trying to figure out the Zordon thing still.
Yeah.
Alpha 5 is explaining like there's this interdimensional power surge.
Quantum bullshit.
That they apparently didn't have an interdimensional power surge protector for.
Yeah.
That they probably should think about getting.
Yeah, they should probably get a couple of them.
they used this like super powerful beam to try to find Zardoz, and that beam itself like destroyed the interdimensional wormhole or something. So now it's all hopeless.
It basically means that the floating head can't be in the jar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're looking for Zordon. They are also trying to figure out this. They're still trying to figure out this Green Ranger shit.
They still don't know who the hell he is.
They're not quite getting it. They're kind of dancing around it, but they don't quite see it.
Yeah.
They've got it narrowed down to all the different kids who just showed up at the high school and are really good at martial arts and wear green all the time and are total jerks.
But they can't put their finger on it.
They're just like, oh, but there's so many.
Yeah. So they want to go fight Goldar.
Yep.
And they go to Morphin, to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
They go to Morphin.
They go to Morphin, and yeah,
they figure out their power issues, and they can transform, because I think originally they couldn't transform.
Yeah, but there's a power fail, and yeah. We know there's a power fail because the graphic tells us that it's a power fail. And then I forget how they actually get out of there.
I don't know. I think it's Alpha 5 steps it up. He's like, I got this shit.
He takes over.
That's right.
He takes over a bit, and while the Power Rangers are off fighting Goldar, the Green Ranger rocks up to the command center, and he starts like trying to fuck shit up again.
Yeah,
and he like, what's he do to? Does he like donkey punch Alpha 5? I forget what he does.
I don't know. Somehow
there's like some like
Zordon appears, and then Green Ranger appears like a second later.
Yeah.
And the Green Ranger goes. He basically like kind of gives Alpha 5 a wedgie, but there's like a weird power surge thing back there.
He like turns him off, basically. Yeah.
Which I don't understand why he didn't just do in the first place.
But what's great is that Alpha 5 has some weird backup generator that kicks in after a minute.
There's a little mouse like generating power in his belly.
Yeah. It's a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
It's got a microverse.
He has a battery in there made up of another
universe.
Somehow he has backup power, and the Megazord doesn't.
Because Zordon doesn't give a shit.
No.
So they Alpha 5 is actually able to trap the Green Ranger for a while. He holds him in this like force field.
Some sort of like what do they call it? Pulse. I don't know what they called it.
He just called it a force field, I think.
Yeah, force field on the Green Ranger.
He said, "Computer, create a force field around the Green Ranger." But he kind of did a little pose as if he was finally proud of himself.
Yeah. and during this, like Zordon's like going in and out, and Green Ranger just starts punking Zordon too. He's just like, "Dude, you're weak. I'm gonna win. Your guys suck." Just like, completely just like macking on him now.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna get you lost in the multiverse. You're gonna be a floating head in the middle of nowhere forever.
That's right. He was insulting Zordon. He was like, it's time to send you to another dimension.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, isn't Zordon already in another dimension?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of Zordon?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why he's not there as a human.
So I think because Goldar is stomping around, like there's earthquakes happening, is that correct? There's earthquakes happening.
I think there's just always earthquakes happening there.
Yeah, and they show the Gym and Juice, the outside of it, and like people running out because of all these earthquakes.
Yeah.
Which is probably the opposite of what you want to do during an earthquake.
True.
Like you don't want to run around everywhere.
No. You want to find a
safe space, like in a, you know.
Yeah, like level 37 of the Gym and Juice. As we know, this place is like the Hive in the Resident
I'm
Evil
pretty
movies.
Sure
it goes down forever.
There's probably a panic room in the Gym and Juice.
There has to be a bunker, at least. So we see Bulk and Skull come out of the Gym and Juice. And they're like, oh, hey, the fastest way out of here is the Gym and Juice bus.
So they just steal the bus.
Yeah, and these guys are just pure evil because there's room for like 80 people on this bus. And they don't even offer to let anybody else get on.
They just take off.
What ends up happening is they drive this bus, but then Goldar sees it. And he picks it up,
scoops
it up, and he looks inside, and he can see that it's Bulk and Skull apparently at some point. What's great is like Goldar's like shaking them around, and the Bulk and Skull take this time to make a statement on the state of buses and seatbelts, and I think Bulk or Skull screams, "How come buses don't have seatbelts?" Which I thought was great.
Yeah, which every child that ever rode the bus has thought.
Yeah.
It's funny too because like Goldar's got the bus and he's like, you know, turning it up inside down and messing around with the bus.
Yeah, and Jason's, and don't forget that this is a, you know, forced perspective and
oh, the bus,
it's
and the
terrible.
Bus is, the bus is a toy.
The bus it is
and
it's clearly
not even
a toy.
Like a good toy.
No.
And it doesn't even look anything like the bus that they drove up in.
No, not at all. It's
I don't
not
even think
the
it's
same
color.
No.
It's so bad.
It is really badly done.
Oh man.
Yeah. So then at this point it seems like the main story of the episode is that the Power Rangers have to save Bulk and Skull.
Which, by the way,
falling off a cliff in the stupid bus.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Goldar knows that it's like Bulk and Skull. He's like Jason's like, oh, there's civilians in that bus. He's like, yes, I know. It's your friends, Bulk and Skull. I keep up with Power Rangers lore.
Goldar is smarter than we give him credit for.
I like how he tries to play it down, like low key, though, because he's like, it's people you know. I think you call them Bulk and Skull. You know they call them Bulk and Skull. Don't you say I think.
Come on, Goldar.
don't play it coy.
Yeah, we know you sit on that telescope.
Yeah.
Just watching.
Zoomed in. Enhanced all the way.
Oh, man. Yeah, so Sorpina, during this time, there's some fighting going on. Scorpina shows up in her rock again. I still don't get the connection of the rock with her.
It doesn't make sense.
It's really weird.
It's just her vehicle.
Yeah. So she pops out of the rock, and then Rita shows up in her old timey bike again. So that was cool.
Yeah. She's just hanging out. I don't remember that before. She flies through the air on a unicycle.
No, it's not a unicycle. It's a penny farthing.
Yeah, it's an old timey bike. Yeah,
oh, you can't see the other tiny wheel because it's under her voluminous skirts.
You have seen it before.
And sometimes it's even just hanging in the layer. So you can kind of get it in its full, you get the full scope of it.
But yeah, she has a bike that floats.
Yeah.
That's how she flies around. It's great.
Yeah.
And we also get the very rare rear view of Rita at one point.
Yeah.
This is probably the most interesting fight that happens.
Yes.
The fight that happens between Megazord, Large Goldar, Large Scorpina.
Oh, yeah. So she makes Scorpina grow, and Scorpina, big Scorpina.
She turns into something fucking beasty.
Vile. Like, it's brutal.
It is a great transformation.
Oh, yeah.
And the faces.
Like, she goes from, like, this hot, like, little chick to, like, this crazy demon.
Like a monster. Face and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, like a lizard with the skin ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what what her face looked like.
And she has suddenly has multiple tails.
Yeah.
She has stingers.
Yeah. And is she claws.
Is she, like, the first thing that changes when Rita makes them grow? Usually they just become a bigger version of the exact same thing.
There's been a few, but generally...
Was it just her and Pineapple the Clown?
Yeah, there's been a couple more, too, I feel like.
That are just slightly different.
She seems like her own kind of thing, though. She doesn't seem like one of Finster's deals.
No.
Like, she's her own deal.
Yeah.
She changes. Her metamorphosis is insane and awesome.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Goldar's huge. She's huge.
They're fighting the Megazord.
There.
Yep.
And they're stomping the Megazord.
Yeah, during this, the eclipse is happening. So the Megazord's losing power.
Yep.
Because they're fucking stupid. Yeah. And they don't know how to design a good Megazord.
Zordon never bothered to make a battery. That's why this fight is happening the way it is. They're getting stomped just before the solar eclipse.
Yeah,
they can barely handle the two of these dudes.
Yeah,
and so the solar eclipse is happening, and then the Green Ranger busts out of his.
Oh, Rita basically just transports him.
Okay,
and gets him out of the force field and the command center.
Yeah,
and then she makes the Green Ranger grow. Yeah. And I was expecting like some cool Megazord or something, but no, it's just giant Green Ranger.
It was great. I like that.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
He's just like, "What up?"
Yeah. It's like, hey, bitches. I'm huge as
shit. Yeah,
he just shows up to this party, and like the three of them, just like Goldar, Scorpina, and the Green Ranger, just continue to fuck the shit.
Yeah,
like out of not literally, but
no, literally,
it's some
it's brutal.
It's some prison yard bullying.
It
right
is.
Here.
It is
it's
a
swords
beatdown.
And beatdowns. And,
yeah,
oh,
it,
man.
And it is kind. It's pretty much to the death.
Yeah, and
it's
then
like
Scorpina,
tag team stuff.
Yeah.
Scorpina has like one of the coolest moves.
Oh yeah,
she whips out her scorpion tail, and it like wraps around Megazord's neck, and then stabs him right in the. Friggin' face.
Right in the face.
Oh,
like right in the
brutal.
Middle of his face.
Oh.
I feel like if this was a Warner Brothers cartoon, like you just see the bones of the Megazord lighting up as it gets electrocuted.
And,
oh man.
And that's kind of like the finishing move because then the Power Rangers kind of fall out of the Megazord.
Yep. Oh no, we get one more finisher.
Oh yeah.
Because there's like the Green Ranger and Goldar, they like combine their swords together to throw like a Mega Hadouken.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then, they after the Scorpina thing, I think there's another couple hits, and then on the screen it flashes defeated, so we know that the Megazord loses, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome,
and it doesn't just die.
There's still no consequences.
Yeah,
because the Power Rangers just fall out of the Megazord, and then somehow the eclipse is immediately over.
But there is consequences.
There's super consequences.
Yeah, because they're all standing there, and because there's this big. The earth is open and there's all this like the you can see the lava and shit
on
the earth's core and there's Zords they fall into
like Terminator 2 death style they just float down into this
they all
into this
watch
lava.
All of their dinosaurs.
It's super sad.
It is because they all look at it and then they're like
they're totaled.
I can't believe it. It's like Rita destroyed a part of us.
They were always there for us when we needed them.
Now they're gone. just what we need the most.
Yeah, they're all just looking at Jason like, why did your Megazord have to leave that fucking crack in the earth? Yeah. Why couldn't you just close that up when he's done?
Yeah, and then I expected it to be continued right there.
Yeah.
But there's still another minute or two because it comes back and we get the Rangers in the command center again and they're just straight bumming. They're just like, oh man, this sucks.
It's over. They're like, shit, what do we do?
It's done.
They're like, there's no more Power Rangers.
Yep. And then the episode closes on you would think that they narrow it down. Like, I guess when the Green Ranger was in the force field, Alpha 5 did some sort of face recognition or DNA thing.
Yeah,
because
the computer starts geeking out. Yeah, and Alpha 5 is oh, wait a minute. By the way, one, the Green Ranger was here.
Yeah.
Two, I had him in a force field for a minute.
Yeah.
And three, the computer can collect that information from the force field to try to narrow it down about who the Green Ranger's identity is.
So again, Alpha 5 kicking ass.
Yeah. And so the computer's going off. I can't even.
It's so ridiculous.
They're so fucking stupid. They're so stupid. So,
like any DNA sequencing, DNA fingerprinting program, it gradually produces a picture of the guy that gradually becomes less blurry until they figure out who he is.
Becomes less and less pixelated, you see this the blob of Tommy, and then you can see it becoming more and more clear, and they're looking at it for a fucking while too.
Like you could, I saw from the back, you know it's Tommy right away.
And then they just show all of their reactions, and they each one by one get a line.
Mm-hmm.
And they each kind of fall one behind the other and realizing who it is. They don't realize it all at once.
No.
Even then, they realize it one by one,
mm-hmm.
and they don't believe it.
No.
They don't believe it.
Yeah, and it finally ends on Kimberly saying, no, not Tommy, or something stupid like that.
And then it's like Tommy's face, and it says, Tommy is the evil Green Ranger. Yeah. Just so you know, too.
Yeah, just to make sure.
That's what it means when his face appeared.
Just in case you're dumber than the Power Rangers.
Yeah. Which is might actually be impossible.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. Some other things. There was a cool when Goldar was fighting the Megazord. Megazord just straight up shin kicks him.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
Of all the things he could do, he shin kicks him.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of really low angle camera views of Goldar walking towards the camera and jumping and showing the soles of his feet,
stomping.
He just likes to show off them balls.
Yeah, he does.
And then we forgot to mention that Bulk and Skull were saved.
Yeah.
Megazord does this sweet they end up pushing the bus down the hill.
Yeah.
And they do this cool shot where it's like a toy falling down 80 feet of hill. And Megazord just gets there, obviously, right in time catches it. Like it's no big deal.
So even Bulk and Skull can't get killed off in this.
Nope.
What's great is that the Megazord takes the bus, and it's obviously a toy.
Yeah.
Puts it back on the top of this hill safely.
Yeah.
And so then they show the outside of the bus, and it's a separate shot from the Zord and everything, but it's still a toy bus.
Yeah.
And it's still very obviously it's not on a fake road or anything. It's just on on rock that is obviously not to scale.
Yeah, it's on gravel, and the gravel is each piece of gravel is the size of one of the tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a rocky place, Angel Grove. So Mike, what do you think is going to happen in number 5?
I think the Green Ranger is going to enter into a final battle with the Power Rangers, and he will emerge victorious, and they will all become Rita's slaves forever.
What do you think is going to happen with the Megazords?
They went to the center of the Earth, right? They got melted in the magma. We won't see them no more.
So you think they're just going to fight all normal human-sized?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a total blowout. The Power Rangers will be completely outclassed. No chance they win.
Yeah, it's funny. We were all talking about this. Like, we know the outcome, but we don't know how it gets there.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that, obviously, the Green Ranger is going to be defeated, but I still don't know if he is going to join their team or not, because it seems logical that he would.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Go Power Rangers.
Next time.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
This is so 90s.